About 20.
We have Montel Jordan. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV Station. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Yes. What brings you to Atlanta, you know, for this Gospel Fest, of course? This is your first time in Atlanta?
Well, we live in Atlanta. We actually represent Victory World Music, which is from Victory World Church right here in Norcross, Georgia, about 20 minutes from here, northeast of the World Congress Center here. And we were asked to come out by Dr. Ricky Brooks to be a part of this fantastic 2012 Gospel Fest lineup.
So what does this mean to you by being part of this?
Well, I mean, just being a part of Kingdom Business is always a lot of fun for us. We represent Atlanta. I believe we represent Atlanta's diversity and multicultural community very well with our team. Because of that, just our participation in Gospel Fest, hopefully is a tradition, and we'll be able to continue as the years go by.
So you live in Atlanta right now. Are you from Atlanta originally?
I'm originally from Los Angeles, California.
Really?
But I've been in Atlanta for almost 12 years, so I'm an official AT alien now.
So do you work with like Usher now or T.I.?
Well, I'm in the full-time ministry now, so although I know those guys and those are my peers, my business is a little different than the business they're in now.
So, of course, you know, when people say, you know, they remember from your hit, this is how we do it, of course, you know. What does that mean to you now, you know, looking back at your career then?
It means I had a lot of previous success that I have to now match in my current success in the body of Christ now.
Right. So, what new material do you have for the body of Christ?
Basically, we have a worship album called Shake Heaven, which one version of it is out right now to be re-released actually later on this year. But you'll be able to look for it under Montel Jordan and Victory World Music. Shake Heaven, amazing project, multicultural, hot worship, radio records, worship songs for your church. Just a great melting pot of worship for different churches to be able to pull from.
You know, I've interviewed, you know, Kirk Cameron a lot, you know, who's a lot into the church, of course, you know, but a different type of the church than you are, I guess. What's your take on Kirk Cameron's stand on things, you know, and do you listen to him a lot, what he has to say a lot?
I love Kirk Cameron. I mean, you got to understand that the body of Christ needs all type of different people. You know, God says, my sheep know my voice. So for some people, you know, a more graceful message of God's grace is necessary for them to be drawn into the body of Christ. For some people, they need to know the reality of hell to draw them closer to the body of Christ. So whatever stance each person takes, whether it's a hardline fundamentalist view or whether it's a more graceful delivery to try and draw people in, I think the ultimate goal is that Christ died for us. We only have access to him through, you know, to God through his son Jesus. And from that, whether you're hardline fundamentalist or from the standpoint of grace, that's the point that draws us all together and connects us all.
Now, of course, I'm Jewish myself, actually, right? Mm-hmm. What can Jewish people get out of tonight to the people who are here?
Well, I mean, any Christian that is worth the salt on his bread understands that basically access to God is for the Jew first. We understand that. We understand the implications of understanding Israel, what's happening with Messianic Jews. I mean, there's a lot going on right now in the kingdom, and so from that standpoint, it's our goal as definitely American Christians to make sure that we extend every love and compassion to any person who is Jewish, because basically that's God's chosen people. That has not changed.
Exactly.
We just have the belief that the Messiah has come.
Exactly.
And that some still need to have the understanding and the realization that Jesus has already done what some are still expecting him to do.
Yeah, I have a wide range of religions in my family because my sister's Christian Science. She converted from Judaism. Mm-hmm. I have an ex-girlfriend that's Jehovah, and my ex-wife and my kids, they're Pentecostal. So.
Yeah.
And one more thing, too. I must ask you, this has been in the news, the Chick-fil-A thing, you know, with not accepting gay marriage. What's your take on that?
You know, my personal take on that is I believe what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand on what the Word of God says. And it has nothing to do with my friends or if I know and have wonderful people in my life who are gay or, you know, the relationships of me saying who I know, this or that. It means absolutely nothing. I go by what the Word of God says in regards to what marriage is. And that's the stance. And I believe Chick-fil-A standing on that. I believe they're probably not being fairly represented. But I don't have enough information to be able to justify or to say yay or nay say, but what I can say is, even in regards to what the president has said regarding what legally now what legally marriage is being said to be, it's not biblical. It's not what the Bible says a marriage is. So whether I agree with it or not, my stance is what the Bible says about marriage. I believe it's between a man and a woman. I'm all for, you know, people want to have unions. If they should have rights, they should be able to see a member of their family that's in the hospital, however they want to function. But I do not believe that anyone is allowed to change the word of God to make it be something that is not. And that, if I stand with Chick-fil-A on that, then I stand with them on that, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Honestly, yeah, my good friend, the owner of the studio where I do my show, of course, believes the same thing with you, too.
Yeah, yes. You know.
Also, in addition, one more thing, you're very tall. Do you play basketball?
I do not play basketball at all. I suck, but thank God for his mercy and grace in other areas.
Well, thank you very much, Montel Jordan, for joining the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. I appreciate you.
God bless you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, what's up, y'all? My name is Pastor Montel Jordan. Right now, you got it locked onto the Derek Shapiro Show right here on DSS Television Station.